Chapter 38. Detective Jean Galetta floored her 2-year-old Thunderbird. She had driven faster than this before, but never on L.A. city streets. The storefronts on Van Nuys blurred past her while her siren droned a steady rhythm overhead. 2 black and whites were parked in front of the cafe when she got there. An unruly crowd had already begun to clot the sidewalk across the street. She was sure that TV cameras wouldn't be far behind, and news helicopters, too. "What's the situation?" she barked at the first officer she saw, who was half-heartedly doing crowd control. "All contained," he said. "We did a silent approach front and back. There's a few of our guys up on the roof, too. You've got about 2 dozen customers and staff inside. If she was still here when we pulled up, then she's still in there." That was a big if, but it was something to go on, Galetta thought to herself. Mary Smith might still be inside. This thing could end right here. Please, dear God. "All right, 2 more units inside as soon as you can get them here. 2 more on crowd control, and keep that guard front, back, and top." "Ma'am, this isn't my crew." "I don't care whose crew it is. Just get it done." She stopped and stared into the officer's eyes. "Am I clear? Do you follow?"
"Perfectly, ma'am."
Galetta headed inside. The cafe was one big rectangle with a coffee bar in front and rows of computer carrels in the back. Each electronic terminal was its own little booth with shoulder-high privacy walls. Everyone in the place had been corralled at the mismatched tables, chairs, and couches. Galetta quickly surveyed their faces. Students, yuppies, senior citizens, and a few Venice Beach hippie freak types.